From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
I'm Nigel Payne.
Hi, Nigel. I hope you're well.
Well, I'm all right. I'm a bit croaky, to be honest with you, Martin, but if you can forgive the croaks, I'm all right. I'm getting better.
That's good. So some nice sort of deep-sounding Nigel today, and who is going to do more of the talking, I think, because he was talking to Charles Jennings as a part of Learning Now TV, and Charles was saying some really interesting things about learning, how learning in and of itself was not the answer. So can you just tell us a little bit about what he was saying?
It was a growing realization that I absolutely share with Charles, that the notion that learning in itself can solve all sorts of problems and learning in itself will get organizations out of quandaries is slightly naive and slightly over-bigging up the learning organization. And the reality is that there are a whole bunch of factors that have to align around empowerment, motivation, and so on, as well as developing skills and competences. So there's a little model that I use that I find really helpful, which I got from University of Pennsylvania, and that is a triangle of empowerment, skills, and motivation. And if you increase the skill and competency level in an organization without empowerment, it actually leads to deep frustration and often failure. Now, if you empower someone without balancing that with motivation, it leads to catastrophe potentially. And if you try and develop skills with neither motivation nor empowerment, you often fail to do the development work, or if you succeed, you create deep anxiety and probably resistance, and ultimately possibly someone leaving the organization. So you've got to think about how you empower, how you motivate, as well as the skills and competences you need to do the job. So I find that very, very helpful, that notion that there is something bigger in organizations. And when, for example, we've just interviewed the top CLOs for the Learning Award, and what became clear from talking to these unbelievably brilliant people was that it's when the CEO is right on board, and when the organization desperately needs, and when it is all about creating that motivation to change, getting staff motivated, giving them the empowerment, the learning just flows naturally. So it's more complex, perhaps, than we sometimes think. I guess that's the conclusion.
So that is very complex, isn't it?
Yes.
If you think about where lots of organizations might be currently, they'll be having conversations with, say, suppliers to say, oh, we've got this problem, we need this solution, yeah? Now, I know Nigel Harrison talks a lot about this kind of solutioneering, I think, is that the right word? But this idea that we default to thinking we have a problem, getting someone in to fix it with a learning program or some other kind of activities. So this, what you just described here, motivation, empowerment, skills and competencies, that's far bigger. You said it was complex. How on earth does an organisation go about shifting from this kind of solutions-based approach that may or may not be working to this much more complex approach, which is, you know, involves everyone in the organisation?
Well, the starting point, you know, the Sunday Times list of best employers, the way they do that process is that they need to know what the employees think about their organization. So you can't even make your application to say we're a great employer until you've got that comprehensive analysis of where you are. And I think it's looking reality in the face. And if reality is telling you you've got a whole bunch of totally demotivated people who feel completely disempowered, starting with, well, let's develop all the skills around here, you're wasting your time. You've got to fix the motivation and the empowerment issue before you're really getting in the learning area. So it's looking the reality of the organization straight between the eyes is a really good starting point. And so many people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the issue. Just give us a bit of training. Thanks very much. And that's always going to be a disaster or a waste of money.
Nigel, thank you very much.
Great to talk, Martin. Thank you very much as well.
From scratch.